Hi, it's Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, Lisa. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Sherry from Michigan.
Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Sandy Edgar from Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Joe from Chicago.
Good afternoon, Joe. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the call.
I'm in Water Lake, New York.
In New York, all right. Welcome to
you
the call.
You must have read my mind.
Fred in Alaska.
Hello, Fred. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you.
All right.
Phil in New Orleans.
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
This is Lucy from Florida.
Hello, what's your name from Florida?
This is Yvonne
Lucy.
From Florida.
Lucy and Yvonne. Good morning, ladies. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Thank you.
Morning,
thank you.
Good morning.
Eddie from
Florida. Good morning. Welcome New to the York. Call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Wynn.
Hey, hello, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Hi,
you know, if things are going correctly, we are on BBS right now, okay?
All right.
And, you know what? We have a patron that I mentioned this on a call, that it's covering the cost to put our Monday and our Wednesday call. Pardon me?
Background noise.
Just a second. So, if you're listening on BBS, this is our first time on the Internet, on our Sunday call, and I'm so glad you're here, and this should be a regular occurrence.
Muted.
Been free, and this is a long call, but it's worth it. And many people notice energies and shifting of energies on this call. So hang in there. I'm going to open up the conference line, and you'll hear people checking in, and Heise, who is our greeter, as he says hello to everybody. So we'll be with you in a few minutes with the beginning of the call.
Okay, the lines are back open. Welcome, everybody. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hi, Judy from California. I try to get online to the radio station, but it's not. I'm not successful in it.
Never give up. Keep trying.
I better check and see if what they're actually doing what they're supposed to do. Okay.
All right, Judy. You get an update here shortly. All right.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Hi, Susan from California.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to the call.
Steve from Concord, California.
I hear Steve. Hello, Steve. And who else?
Don in Superior, Wisconsin.
Hi, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Morning, hi. Morning, Gary in California.
I hear Gary. How are you doing, Gary? And
hello.
Atlanta.
Hi,
this is Karen
from Atlanta.
Karen from Missouri.
Is it Aaron?
Karen with a K.
Karen. Hi, Karen. And the lady from Atlanta, who is that? Is it Katie?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
And regarding the BBS, sometimes the players are tricky, so I just encourage people to keep trying.
All right, good.
Does anybody have a cup of BBS?
Have a what?
Yeah, I barely hear you in.
Again, Wynn.
Hi, I wanted to recommend on the Wednesday call and the Sunday call, while you're checking people in, every so often, just mute everybody and say, welcome to everybody on BBS. We'll be starting. People are checking in. So if anyone comes on BBS, they know what's happening, okay?
Very good.
Hang on a moment.
Okay, the lines are back open. Welcome, everybody, to this simulcast, Sunday Good Call, and BBS. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Monica,
California.
I heard
Hi,
Monica.
This is David in Minnesota.
And David. Hello, David.
Yes, good day.
Hi, this is Valerie. The broadcast is on BBS Station 1.
Great. Thanks for the update. Station 1 BBS.
No wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Welcome, everybody. And if you haven't done so, please feel free to say your name and location.
Morgan, California.
Hello, Morgan.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
It's Michael, and I'm right here.
Michael is right here. Fantastic.
Hi, Morgan. Hi, Michael. This is Mel from England.
Marvelous,
wow,
Mel.
Excellent. Good day.
Absolutely marvelous.
Kathleen in Denver.
Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to the call.
Hello. I don't see us on BBS.
We are BBS Station 1.
Station 1.
Station 1.
Oh, okay. I was on Station 2. No wonder.
Suzanne in Columbus.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Fine. Hi. Nice to hear you.
Good to hear you, too. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Sam in Los Angeles.
Who is it from Los Angeles?
Pam.
Pam. Hi, Pam.
My first call. I'm very excited.
All right. Very warm welcome to you.
You're going to love it, Pam.
This is Sandra Sines from Phoenix.
Hello from Phoenix. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris in Memphis.
Chris, the big rock. How are you doing?
Hey, man.
This is Pam from Seattle.
Who's that from Seattle?
Meryl.
Hi, Meryl. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Gerald from
Hello, this is Donna from Kingman.
I hear Donna, and I also hear Gerald.
Hi, yes, this is Gerald Peg from Cincinnati.
And Joe, welcome to the call. All right, I'm going to mute the lines here for a second. Oh, hold on.
Hello, this is Laura.
Oh, sorry, I just cut you off, Laura. This is Hi speaking. I welcome everybody to this special first-time simulcast for the Sunday Grid Healing Call. We do this worldwide broadcast on BBS, BBS Radio, Station 1. I'm going to open the lines back up, and if you haven't done so yet and you see a chance, please say your name and location. The lines are back open.
Hello, this is Laura from Chicago.
Hi, Laura from Chicago.
Marilyn from Oxford, Michigan.
Mary
Dean,
from Michigan?
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo is represented. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Sandra from Phoenix.
Hi, Sandra. Welcome to the call.
Virgil from Glendale, California.
Hello, Virgil.
Hello.
Lisa from Winnipeg.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, this is Laura from Chicago.
All right. Let me mute the lines one more time here. We have somebody probably with either a speakerphone on or with the mic too close to the computer because I hear the... there's kind of like a half a minute between us talking on the phone and the broadcast from BBS, but I can hear that broadcast on the phone line. So if you have background noise, please press *6. That will mute yourself. And if you want to say something, you can press *6 again to unmute yourself. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm going to open the lines back up. Lines are open. Feel free to say your name and location. Okay.
Hello, it's Burton, Alberta.
Welcome, sir, from Alberta.
This is Eileen from Massachusetts.
Eileen, welcome to the call.
Hey.
Patricia from Santa Barbara.
Hello, Patricia from beautiful Santa Barbara.
Are you on the radio yet?
Yes, ma'am, we are. The entire world can hear you.
All I hear is music on the radio.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah?
Go to station one.
Go to station one, yes.
Am I muted?
Good morning, everybody. We just got in. If you want to, please feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Danny in Ontario.
Hello, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Wendy
being
and
here.
Carlsbad.
Hi, Wendy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Chad in Alabama.
Hi, Chad. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
This is Peg in Cincinnati.
Hi, Peg. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Should we be hearing other things besides the people's names yet?
Read that battle.
Not yet, no.
Okay.
The doors are wide open, so.
Hope the horse
How are you today,
guys?
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
This is so exciting.
It is.
It's like playing hello to them in England.
I know we have Mel from England and also Richard. It's also from the UK.
That's two of them.
Now we have a moment of silence, which is amazing. For those who have not done so, if you want to say your name and location, feel free to do so.
Good morning, this is Anne in Maine.
Hello, Anne from Maine. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Is Dave on the line?
Oh, yeah. He was here about 2 hours ago.
You know what? I was muted doing dishes.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Joan in Hawaii.
Hi from Hawaii. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
You say Joan from Hawaii?
Yes, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody, to the call. If you want to do so, feel free to say a name and location.
My name is Jose Jimenez.
I don't think so.
Welcome to the call, everybody. Feel free to say a name and location.
Hello, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
All right.
Is it your first time?
Ed from Layton, Utah.
Hello, Ed. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Got a bit of an echo there. Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm aware of it.
I'm going to go get started here. And welcome, everybody. We just muted all our conference line people. And if you're listening on BBS, you're lucky because they told me I was going to be on live. And I'm on the line.
You're sort of cutting out, Wynn.
Now, maybe I should call him and tell him to put me online, too. What do you think? Should I do that?
Now who is sponsoring this? Because I'm very thankful for whoever is...
Well, you know what? I didn't ask him for permission to put put their name out. So if they tell me, I'll do it. And if not, we'll just send them silent gratitude but I'll check. But we do appreciate it. And now, excuse me for holding the line up. Maybe I should unmute it a second. Wait a second.
You sound good now, Wendo.
I sound good?
Yes.
Hang on. It's going to... Hang on a second. Hey, Doug?
Yeah.
Do you have me on line one? Don told me it was line two. That's right.
Station.
Station two. Can you put... No. Now you've got to put me on both, okay? Because I announced it as station two, and then I announced on the line as station one. So put me on both, and can we... Oh, the access number, the call-in number? Yeah. Okay. No, actually, oh yeah, that's the only one you need. Okay, hang on. 712-432-0075. And let me see here. Hang on. 940-658. Okay. Pound, yeah. Yeah, so are both stations good till noon? Okay, otherwise I'll tell people to switch to the one that's good. But leave it on both, and then from this point on, let's just make sure we have it together. So what I announce is what you put up. But you did a good job otherwise. Except everyone's emailing me saying, I can't find you. So... Well, talk to your brother, your boss, or whatever he is. Make sure he gets his memos correct, okay? Okay, thank you. Bye. All right. So we're going to be on both station one and station two. And we had a great call yesterday.
You want to start recording?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you. What would I do without? I'd be... halfway into it, I'd say.
Many people said it was a great call yesterday.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody. This is September 2nd, 2012. I wish you all a happy Labor Day, and thank you for being here. And this is what we call our Sunday grid healing, and this is our first time to be live on the Internet. Luckily, I didn't announce it too big because they had us on the wrong station, and now they're putting us on both stations. So if you're listening on the Internet, welcome. You know, a very funny story is that before I ever did a conference call, before I ever did even a live lecture, I met Barry Morrow, who did The Rain Man, wrote the screenplay for that. He said, Wynn, your story would make a great movie. And we started meeting for a number of years, and that movie is still out there. It still may get made. And in the movie, one of the things, at the time, as we got into the movie, writing the movie story, the guy who owns BBS, Don Newsom, had discovered me, and he was just starting his radio show company. And he said I had the most farthest out story of anyone he had ever heard. And he said, why don't you do a show? And at the time, I told him, no, I'm not interested in doing a show. And so... I said, but I'll send you my story, I'll send you a cassette tape, I'll put it on a cassette, and you can play it one day. And so he did. I sent him the cassette, and I probably, there were two people listening, but it doesn't matter. At that point, I was so happy to tell my story to anyone. And Don, again, Don, who was the owner of BBS Radio, started calling me up. And he was, we would have these very intriguing conversations and creative conversations. And I told him at one point, I said, Don, why don't we record our conversations and you can put those up as a show? And so we did. And we called it the Don and Wynn Show. And it was, it got to be very corny because Don started making fun of me. And we would banter and argue on the show. And we lost kind of the initial, how can I say it, the initial rapport that we had. And there's a lot of stories about that show. And sometime on a Monday night, I'll play a couple of the archives when Daphne first came on as a guest, and when Terry first came on as a guest, and when Daphne started answering questions and channeling them, and people were calling in, and the voice that came. Now, remember, I'm clueless. I can tell wisdom. That's all I can tell. I can tell when something is wise and it has a high intention. But I don't know who's talking to me. They say they're something. And are they what they say they are? This is why I tell all of you, don't give up your power, the fact that our source calls themselves the Elohim. Don't do that. Consider that it might be real. Consider that it might be them. And gauge it over a period of time. When I say gauge it, don't make a snap decision. Number one, feel the energies on the line, if you can do that. Some people can right away, and some people takes time. Number two, feel if they're sincere and if they're loving. Number three, look at their wisdom. And just watch it for a while and see if it's consistent. Well, we had one blockbuster communication where I invited Daphne to come on the show, and she had like thought it was crazy, and we hadn't been in communication, and I said, hey, people are really liking this, people are getting response from it, people are appreciating it. So she came on as a guest on the Donna Wynn Show, and in the middle of it she was being interviewed, and she said they want to say something. And I said, what do you think, Don? He said, Wynn, that sounds great. Okay? So we did this first live channeling on the Don and Wynn Show that was pretty amazing. It was do you remember that, Daphne? Are you on the line?
I am on the line, and I do remember it.
Do you remember that you were complaining about that I was ruining your life? I had ruined your life?
Well, yeah. Well, the physical part of it, it did get ruined.
right. So in any case, one day we'll play that. You can hear Daphne how she sounded in 2000. In when was that? 2004, I think. 2000. Something.
I think that I was living on Cape Cod then. I think I was renting the house in the woods. So I think it was 2005.
2005. Well, in any case, what happened was we did the Don and Wynn Show for about 2 years, and when Barry and I were working on the movie story, we came up with the idea that the Don and Wynn Show was going to be a part of the story, and we kind of like changed it a little bit to the Don and Wynn Show, the world's first country metaphysical radio show. And there were these two guys. Don was kind of a down-home, redneck, Bible-thumping Christian, and Wynn was this New Age guy, and they would constantly argue on the call in between playing music. And, of course, the music they were playing was this guy, what was his name? T. T.J. Polk, which was an alter ego for my side of myself that was a singer-songwriter. And so it's very funny. And I'm telling that story because I'm giving you a little of the history of BBS Radio. Eventually, we brought the show to a close, and I don't think I did anything for a while. And then people started paying attention to me through some of the internet work I was doing, and I called Don up and I said, you know, now people are interested in me. Why don't I do a Monday night show? So we did. And that show has been going on for a number of years now. It's all archived on BBS. And you can hear how we sound. You can go through their archives. We have the archives up. No, I don't have the Donna Wynn Show archives up on the Spirit Channel. I could do that sometime. Some of them are a little embarrassing. But one of the funniest things about the show is we brought Daphne on for a second time. Or a third time, I can't remember. And now we were all prepared to do a channeling, and we were expecting to have the Elohim come in, and this voice identifies itself through Daphne. It says it's Buck Choi the Dolphin, and it's coming on representing the dolphin community to help answer questions for humans. You remember Buck Choi, Daphne?
I do remember Buck Choi, yes.
Am I saying his name right, Buck Choi?
Well, you said that it sounded like Buck Choi. And I said, no, Buck Choi. So, yes, I do.
It's not Chinese cabbage, right?
That's correct.
So, in any case, you know, every time I do talks like this and I say this kind of stuff, even yesterday when we did our workshop, people always think, I talk too much, or why don't you shut up and let them talk? And I'm going to explain something that is not easy to understand unless you're in the middle of this. We are dealing with something that I've learned to call group energy. It took me a long time to figure this out, and it was just through observation that when we channel, we have a group energy. Now, when we channel with you guys, we have a group energy with you, and you're part of our energy that brings in the sources. And when I'm talking, when I'm being corny, whatever, it doesn't matter what I'm saying, I'm part of building the group energy with you. And sometimes it takes longer, and sometimes it takes less. Now, even Daphne used to clobber me and said, she was accusing me of being all kinds of things, that I'd like to hear myself speak, blah, 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 blah. And this morning, she said something. She said, geez, I really respect your timing, because I kind of know, maybe not always, not perfect, but I know how long to go before we move into something, because it's the group energy that we create that creates protection that keeps things positive. If you understand, with this process of channeling, a voice is talking through both Daphne and Terry, and you never know. How do I know for sure it's the same voice today as it was yesterday? Oh, they say they're the Elohim. Well, we know the negative can lie. They can be sneaky. So how do you know the voice that says they're the Elohim is the Elohim, or the same voice that's yesterday? How do you know any of it is the Elohim? You don't. You just know there's a voice that says it's the Elohim. And it's up to you to be diligent and be skeptical. And you can start out by reading the book. You can start out by looking at my story. My story is pretty compelling, the way this all unfolded. You can start out looking at Terry's picture and St. Catherine's picture and realize how that came about. Now, that, you know, if you're going to be the skeptic, you have to say, well, who was Catherine? How do you know she was channeling a positive source? You have to keep asking these questions until you finally say, hey, I think there's something to this, or else there's not something to it. And that's your job. Your job is not to believe anything, but just be open to the possibilities. And because I approach it that way, it allows us to do this publicly in such a manner that it's not drawing anyone's conclusions for them. Now, on our Sunday call, we in particular work with a group energy. And because we're in BBS today, we have to be off at noon. Sometimes we go 5 minutes longer, 10 minutes, but we're going to run a tight ship today. And this call usually, at least for most people, doesn't get boring. In fact, most of our calls don't get boring. Even when I announce I'm going to do a three or four-hour workshop, but we go 5 hours, I don't think anyone got bored, because the energy holds the space. And even though we're not watching TV, we don't have a lot of bells and whistles. This is like a stripped-down everything. And even though it is that, there's an energy on this line, if you get sensitive, that you might feel. And one of the things I learned about these sources we talk to is that they don't, you know, if you read about this, you would think they're going to hit you on the head and you're going to feel this great light come all around you. And some people do feel that. And I get emails from people that have that experience. I don't have that experience. My experience is a very gentle, subtle energy that starts to add to my own feeling of who I am. And it's so subtle, you think it's you. You think it's part of you, and it is part of you, except it's the them part of you, because the universe is one energy. And so there is no them in you. There's just us. There's just one. But we're temporarily separated into these human bodies to create this illusion of what we call life. And even though I can call it an illusion, it's such a real illusion that you get trapped in it. And there, some of you have pain in it and suffering. And that these guys that we're talking to are in pure energy. This is what they explain. I think it's true. They're pure energy at a higher dimension. And they say they created this realm. They've explained how they did it. And they don't really want to be considered God. They're energy beings. And they have more power than we do. They have the ability. You have to just watch them for a while. And, you know, when you watch them, there's always a question. Things do happen to people on these calls. Things happen. And usually when something happens, it's a bit of a mystery. Did they do that or they didn't do that? And if you keep watching long enough, it happens so much, you start to recognize how the interaction works, the interchange works. Because you all are in the position to learn how this works. And the goal is to increase your connection with all that is, not to teach you in your mind, but for you to open up, to do your own work on yourself, to connect with the higher aspects of yourself that most people on this planet have separated themselves from. And on this planet, on Earth, people feel separate from each other. They don't experience what what's called the law of one. They don't experience that they're part of each other. And on this call, there's an opportunity to have that experience. You may not have it the first call, but if you keep hanging in, there's a really good chance you'll get it. It's a very unusual experience the first time you have it, because you look at another person and you see inside them, and you know, you feel their pain, you feel their happiness, and you care. They may not even know that you're doing all of this, and they don't have to know. It can be your own private experience. And when you look at somebody and feel that, you're now stepping into the quality of compassion. And when you step into the quality of compassion, and it's real compassion, it can only happen because you and the person you were compassionate with touched each other in oneness. You empathized, you felt them, and you felt their situation, and spontaneously this feeling came up with compassion. And you know what? You can look at everyone in your life right now and ask yourself, have you experienced compassion for that person? Have you experienced it for your husband, for your children, for your friends, for your neighborhood? And you don't have to know the person. I mean, you don't have to engage with the person. You don't have to have a conversation with them. Oftentimes, that screws it up. You have to be very sensitive if you want to go into compassion. And when that's what is one of the things that's being learned on this line, how to feel compassion, how to recognize it. And when we're on this line, we develop a group energy, and we learn to be compassionate with each other. But consider it your experiment. Consider it, let's see if Wynn is right. Let's see if I can open my compassion up. Another goal of this line is to know that you live forever. You don't die. You have something called a soul, and your soul is continuing beyond your physical body. And how do you know that? I didn't know that. I know it now. I'm sure of it. I'm not going to tell you how I'm sure, because that would take up the rest of the call. And another idea is that there are energy beings in other dimensions that have the ability to send love towards you, to make you feel loved, even when no one in the world is making you feel loved. And they say they're paying attention to us on this line. So while you're on the line, if you suddenly feel a sense of love coming up in your heart, a sense of balance, then consider the possibility that you've made contact and that you're receiving their love. And that's what they say, and many, many people have had this experience. And then we put things in the light on this line, and that is we create a group energy and a group intention, and we put things in the light. And oftentimes, it's a personal issue. Sometimes, more and more, we have leaning into doing things silently because there's too many people calling in now. For a long time, we probably had no more than 30 or 35 people, and now we've got 6 or 7 times that many people. So I'll give you an example. And last week, we were as part of the call, I had asked if there's any earthquakes that would they come in as small little tremors instead of big earthquakes to protect the cities. And that was last Sunday. I'm just curious. I'm going to open the lines. I want to see. Did any of you read the paper?
What?
I guess I was going to see. I was going to see if anyone read the newspaper last Sunday, because within a few hours of that call, it was reported in the newspaper.
Totally. It was on the news. All the clusters of little earthquakes here in California, down near the Baja.
Right.
Mexicali.
Here in San Diego, we felt it.
Yeah.
There was like 800 of them.
Yeah, that was a couple hours after the call
exactly.
That happened.
Yep.
You know, a couple years before, if you remember when Hurricane Gustav was heading towards New Orleans, we put Hurricane Gustav in the light. And after the call, I checked the news, and there were all these news reports. Hurricane Gustav is mysteriously dropping in intensity, going from a level 4 to a level 3. And it was supposed to hit New Orleans with the same force that Katrina hit New Orleans. And it didn't. It was just like a minor little storm by the time it hit. And even on George Norrie, Terry listens to George Norrie, George all the time. There was a show that week, and somebody was saying that there was no way Hurricane Gustav should have done that. All the weather conditions, everything was all the currents, the ocean currents were such. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what did the person in George Norrie say? You say it, because you heard it. I'm just repeating.
He was a weatherman, and he came on just specifically because the hurricane had dropped in magnitude, and he was saying there's no way that hurricane could have done that because it was coming over warm water. And it dropped in magnitude 1 point while we were working with a hurricane, as was on the news that we checked right after.
Okay, thanks. So, I mean, I don't know if we did that. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm telling you that that happened, and then that happened, and were they connected or was it a coincidence? That's why you have to keep watching this line and draw your own conclusions. And it doesn't happen every time. I mean, we put a lot of things in the light and nothing happens. And then sometimes there was a lady in Hawaii who was selling her house and had been on the market for 2 or 3 years. And she kept putting it in the light. And shortly after she put it in the light, she had 3 offers on it. And she sold it for more than her asking price. And she was sure that that had something to do with it. It works on small things, getting a job, finding a relationship. And the key to all of this is that it has to be for the highest good of all concerned, and it has to honor free will. In other words, you can't impose something by force. They won't help. You can do it. The negative does it, but our sources won't participate in that. And even when we've asked questions about, the hurricanes and stuff, they've explained that even hurricanes have free will. Everything has a consciousness to it. And if something is going to shift, it's because they go into a negotiation with that thing, and that thing has to agree to the shift. If it doesn't agree, then they don't use force to stop it. Now, this is like an amazing cognition for me that everything's alive. I mean, I've read it, and what did Jesus, even the rocks and the something speak to him? But, you know, when a hurricane has to agree to reduce its power, and for the longest time, I would never even say that. It was embarrassing to say it. What are people going to think of me? But it's been going on for so long, and we do this publicly. We have all these people coming in our calls watching it. And if you're new, then this is one of those things that just keep paying attention. And I'm talking, and I'm only talking. People that are on the call say, well, hurry up, get out of the way, let them talk. But it's very important for me to explain this for the people that are new on the line, the people that are learning about this the first time, because I just want you to know how to approach it and what to expect. And again, you don't have to believe anything, and just pay attention. and notice the energies. Many of you, if you notice when I say notice the energies, something shifts. I've learned this. I didn't know this, that when I start talking about them coming into the space, suddenly the energy changes. And, I mean, the first time that happened, I said, am I making a mistake here? And then it happened every time. And it didn't matter if I was in a good mood, if I was depressed, if I was having a bad day. If I was talking and I said, can you feel the energy right now? Can you feel a little tingle around you? Well, this is where you have to imagine that could that be them? Could that be the source in other dimensions flowing into this realm, and we're inviting them to touch us energetically? And so you're involved in our experiment just by being here, and I hope you continue to come, check us out, and use your scrutiny and draw your own conclusions. Well, it's 10:44, and we're going to go put things into the light. And right now, I just want you who have, I'd like some of the old people who have been on our line. Now, I'm going to have to discontinue doing it this way. And the reason I'm going to have to discontinue it, and you guys are going to understand this, is we're getting so many new people. And when I allow anyone to open their mic up and talk, sooner or later, we're going to have hecklers. We're going to have people that I can't control. I know that's got to happen. It's just the nature of the beast. So I'm probably going to have to do this by having people send emails like they do for questions on Wednesday, and then do the emails. So I'm explaining that so when we stop doing this, you'll understand. And because we've been small for so long, every Sunday is all these people that have been on the line and that have put the same thing in the light. They've reiterated it. And I'll tell you what, why don't we start out with one of the old-timers? I call them old-timers. And without the old-timers, you guys wouldn't be here because I wouldn't have continued doing this. I would have done something else. It was the people that kept coming into the calls, kept supporting the energy, kept finding it important, that made me keep showing up to these calls. And they are owed a great gratitude. It's kind of like they were the anchors that are allowing this to happen now. So is Michael on the line in San Diego?
Michael, press *6 to unmute yourself.
Who are you calling old, Sonny? All right. Can you hear me? Okay, there we go. Okay. And what I usually support energetically and I put in the light is freedom of speech and freedom of communication, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution as well. And I also put in the light discernment, because there's so much going on right now. If we can discern what's appropriate, we don't have to fear it. And so I also put in the freedom of the internet as well. And to me, the internet is a three-dimensional representation of what used to be called the ethers. And it's so important for us to communicate that way, that it remain free and open. And so I appreciate and I'm grateful for the opportunity to hold the energy for this and put it in the light. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Hides, do we have any of the old members?
I want to ask Lisa to step up, please.
That's Lisa in San Francisco, right?
Lisa in San Francisco, *6, please.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Lisa.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I would like to speak up about animal abuse. I don't like to see animals being used for experiments. I don't like to see the chimps in the labs, and I know they suffer more than the people around them are aware. They have consciousness and feelings, and I want to pray that all animal abuse just gets abolished, as well for the humans, children who are being abused, and the elderly. I want to see that abolished also. At least cut back, all the way back, just all the way back. I would like to put my friend Rebecca in the light. She just lost her kitty cat. I would like to put my friend Richard Valdez, for his whole life, in the light. I would like to put all the problems in the world in the light. It sure could use the light. And I want to put Wynn and Daphne and Terry and Heist and Wynn's sister Joanne in the light and everyone on this line. I hope that you keep coming to the calls. It just gets deeper and more meaningful the more you go, the longer you go. So welcome to all the new ones, and love and peace to all.
Thank you. And, Hayes, why don't you call on someone, since you know who's on?
Yes, Jackie from San Diego. If you please want to press star 6 if you want to put something in the lights.
And you don't have to, Jackie. You're being called on without your permission, so you can say I pass.
Or maybe Francis?
Hello? This is Jackie.
Oh, we got Jackie.
I forgot I had to do two unmutes. For all those who desire it, I would like to ask their assistance in disconnecting from fear and to strengthen our connection to the energies of joy, compassion, appreciation, and anything of that nature. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lynn, this is Frances in Concord, California.
Hi, Frances.
Hello, Lynn. I'd like to put into the light the people in the country of Haiti, that those who have made promises to help the victims of earthquake and weather damage, that those promises be kept, and that the financial promises that were made be kept, and that the all the people that are over there helping them be surrounded and be put into the light. Thank you.
Great. And I'd like to put Frances in the light, who goes through health issues, and just for her own feeling good and being healed. Thank you. Go ahead, Heise.
Thank you.
Gary in the Redondo Beach, if you please, on the press star 6. And if not Gary, then I want to call on Mel in England, better known as the Marvelous Mel. Press star 6, please. And the next person I'm thinking of is Susan in Columbus. Please press star 6.
Hi, hi. I would like to put on the light all the educators that are having our children now that school has started. For the highest good of all concerned, I wish them patience and a sense of importance, because their job is so important for our youth today. Thank you.
Next, I want to call yes, go ahead.
Let me have, if there's someone that's on the line for the first time today and they'd like to put something in, I'm going to not do this as long as we usually do it. Is there anyone on for the first time that likes the idea of putting something in the light? Star 6. anyone that's new from George Norrie?
Yes, I would like to put something in the light, and I'm new, fairly new.
What's your name?
My name is Royal from Southern California, and I'd like to put Abby Bright in the light, because, and also I rekindled her relationship with you, which I didn't know at the time.
Okay.
And I'd like to put you in the light and say that you can speak all you want as far as I'm concerned, because I like who you are, and that's my positive critique. And the only other critique, I have one other critique, if I can say the word again, is you do one thing that we all do, and you say, you guys, when you're talking out there, and I'd appreciate it if you would look at that. And see, that's the only criticism I have of you. And that's just my way of playing with you right now. So,
Royal, what do you suggest I say? Ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, something else, because I've had women guys, so it's so inborn in the language that nobody even knows that they do it. It's so mechanical. But I was thinking, you know, use your imagination, and the first one that came up for me was ladies and gentlemen, or something. I know it's a challenge.
Well, I'll have to think of it. I'll see if there's a pattern.
Because it also will help us. You'll set the pace, which you constantly do, which is why I have no criticism of you talking. It'll set the pace.
It's a waste of time.
All right.
What you're doing.
All right, let me just say, he'll set the pace. He will set the pace like he does of breaking through this mechanical world that we had to get to in order to survive. Now we're thriving. So I finished
Thank
what
you.
I have to say.
Thank you, Royal. And
you know
what? When we have somebody new, it's okay if they go over the edge. The first time they're talking, and that's like... letting that. Oftentimes, a new person will voice things that other people feel, so it's okay if they do that. And I'm going to move on and just say, Terry. Terry listens to George Norrie every night, and she listens to the news to see if there's something she should put in the light and pray for. Terry, anything that you're coming up with?
Well, the people that have experienced losses from the fires in Colorado and Washington and California get help and compassion, and they are able to rebuild their lives.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I would like to put in the light all those people who are polarized by nationalistic boundaries, that are in armies, that are creating enemies. And I'd like to put the spirit of peace to descend on all those people that they find in their hearts the way to love their enemies, turn the other cheek, and see their enemies, who they consider their enemies, as part of themselves. And the next thing we're going to do is...
May I do a request, Wynn?
Oh, go ahead, Ice.
I want to use our beautiful friend Isis, her term, used on the team shift call frequently, is I want to request for a blanket of love to be wrapped around our entire planet, and to all this love to go out to anyone or anything that is open to receiving this love. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Isis. You see, Isis mushy. But that's good. We're going to do this little visualization, and people are always asking for this. And I originally did it because I wanted to see if I could say something that would bring the energies in, so by the time we were channeling, people could feel the energy and feel the connection. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go through a visualization that we start off, take your shoes off, put your feet on the ground, And if you recall earlier, I said the universe is one energy. Everything in the universe is the same energy. And it's somewhat like your body is made up of trillions of cells, and it's all you. The universe is like a giant body that we could call God, and it's made up of all the cells or souls of everything in it. You, me, the earth, the mountains, the animals. And so the goal of this little meditation is to connect with those energies. And we're going to start out with your shoes off, and your feet flat on the ground. And we're going to imagine the energy coming up from the center of the earth through our feet. And if you feel a tingle in your feet, you'll know you've made connection. And just imagine that that tingle is how it feels when the earth, which is alive, which knows you're there. You don't know the earth's there, but the earth knows you're there, and the earth is coming up to greet you. And take a moment and tell the earth you love her and thank her for being your host for all these many, many lifetimes. And you might have noticed, some of you, the tingle increased a little bit. And that's the earth's way of greeting you back. Now we're going to take this energy from the earth and move it through our legs. Just imagine it. Just imagine energy moving through your legs and through your thighs and through your groin and through your solar plexus, moving up to your chest, to your heart, and then up to your neck, through into your head, and to the top of your head. And now we're going to move the energy through the top of your head. We're going to pop through, and sometimes the top of your head is called your crown chakra. And if you ever read metaphysical stuff, that's the gateway to intelligent infinity. That's how it's described. Now, you know, our website is called Intelligent Infinity. And we think we might be talking to those sources at the center of the universe that maybe answer that call for intelligent infinity. So we're going to pop through, and imagine your energy is 1 foot above your head. And now keep going. Keep going up. And the visualization here is there's this energy coming from the center of the earth. It's coming through your entire body, and it's popping through the top of your head, and it's now on the ceiling. Now we're going to go through the ceiling. For some of you, you got a room upstairs. You live in New York City, you might have 10 rooms upstairs. We're going to go through all the rooms upstairs, move our energy through till you're up to the roof, and now we're going to pop through the roof, and we're going to pop through the roof, and we are in the sky above us. Just imagine it. Imagine that you have this energy that you can expand that way, and we keep going up, 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 up through the sky, above the energy fields of the earth, through other dimensions. And finally, there's a place where we converge. Everyone on this line, the theory is that we come from the same energy. And that energy exists right now. And we are going to touch that energy right now. You feel it? And let's, at this moment, think, I love you, to to everyone who is listening, everyone that's on the replay, send your love to everybody. You notice how the feelings in your body are changing? What is that? Are we really doing this? Is it your imagination? Now, we have this group energy, and we're going to invite these guys that... Oh, I shouldn't say these guys. Now I'm going to be self-conscious. God, if I have 10 things to be self-conscious about, I'll really be in trouble every time I talk. Okay, we're going to invite our sources to join with us, join with our group energy. So just imagine that we've created this group energy, and it's like a shining light above us. And our sources can see that shining light, and they're a group energy. And somehow or another, they can blend with our group energy. They can touch it. And imagine that they're doing that right now. And we're going to bring this energy down back through this whole pathway. But now we're going to stay connected to the group energy we've just felt. We're going to bring it back through the dimensions, through the clouds, through the top of your roof, through all the apartments and rooms above you, if there's any, into your room, up to where it's a foot above your head again. Now remember how that space above your head felt before. And does it feel different now? Now we're going to bring it right through the top of your head. And it's going to look for areas in your body where your energy is shut down, where you have closed yourself off, where you've been hurt, where you're sick. It's going to look for it. We're going to ask that energy to move through our body and help balance energies that are out of balance. And you can direct it. For example, I'll direct it and I'll say, okay, we'd like that energy to surround our teeth and our gums when we have any help with cavities and infections, to see it like a cloud of light surrounding your teeth and gums. And then we take it to our neck, and let's move it into our chest. And let's ask it if we have any imbalances in our heart, if it can clear anything physically. Let's see it breaking down plaque in our arteries. Just direct it. Now, while we're in our heart, the heart is like a garbage truck for all kinds of old memories that keep us contracted. So I want you to start releasing some of those old memories, like anyone that hurt you, anyone that you hurt, anyone that stole from you, anyone you stole from. I want you to put all those things surrounded by this energy, and I want you to let it go. Let it go and release it into what we call the light, the higher energies of the light. Get it out of your heart and let this energy flow in the space where the pain was, where the hurt was, where the betrayal was, where the rejection was. Everybody has them. And you can scan your memory bank and see what comes up. Let's move down from our heart to our solar plexus, our stomach. Let's just put healing in that area. Put healing for digestion, for any problems you know you have or any problems you don't know you have. Let it go into this energy. And, of course, the solar plexus is the area of power. And let's just radiate that space with this energy so that you can radiate power. And power helps you make boundaries. It helps you be more loving. Love and power work well together. Because if you're just loving, people can take advantage of you. When your solar plexus is radiating, people don't tend to mess with you, like martial arts people. You can feel when somebody is a master of martial arts, because they radiate energy from that area. Let's go down to our groin, our sexual area. Most people have some kind of shame attached to that area, like something is wrong, it's bad feelings, it's not spiritual. Well, you know what? You have an animal body. And your animal body is an animal, and it has instincts. And according to what I understand, according to the highest realms of spirit, there is no expression that is right or wrong in that area, whether it's same-sex, hetero, self, it doesn't matter. The key is not to hurt other people. Somebody said, if you're going to engage in relationships and you're not going to have a lifelong partnership, then always leave that person better than you found them. And then there's no karma. There's a lot of energy exchange that happens around sex. There's a lot of making people feel good, making you feel good, and that's good. But the problem is, when you stop making them feel good and you don't want to continue, then they feel bad and they blame you. And they look at it like you hurt them. So don't hurt people. Suss out a situation and realize how that works. Then we go down our legs, down our calves, down our feet, and into the center of the earth again. So take a moment and take stock. You are now this little body with this beam coming out of the top of your head, going to the center of the universe, going to this group energy, and another beam coming out of the bottom of your feet, going to the center of the earth. And that's your energy field. When you leave this realm, i.e. when you die, that energy field continues. And you're still in it. And it comes back and finds another body and pops out again. And while you're feeling this field, and while you're contained in it, and remember that our sources say, they say this, and I've watched it enough that I believe it to be true, is they can read our minds. They can look at us. And they won't do that if you don't trust them, if you don't ask. But if you let them, they can look at you right now, and there's a pretty good chance they can hear your thoughts. And this is a good time to make a request. for healing for yourself, healing for the people around you. And if you wanted to put something in the light and you didn't do it because we did it short, this is the time to think what you were going to put in the light and send the message up. And I'm going to take a moment of silence while you all do that. Feel that beautiful energy? It's always there. Remember I said you were contracted and that you're in this realm on the earth, you're compressed and you don't feel that? You feel separated? Remember I said this is going to be an exercise to experience oneness and that we all touched on it with each other and we felt it? And we felt connected, and the sources in other realms that are positive, and we feel expanded. Some of you may see your depression leave. Some of you are feeling really peaceful. And oftentimes I get emails after these calls about some little miracle that happened. And sometimes a big miracle. So we're going to have our sources address us through Terry today. And what we did was we just called in the light. That's my vernacular for it. We called in the light. We expanded ourselves. We did a little meditation. Some of you felt it. Some of you feel it every week. And as you start to feel it every week, you start tuning in automatically to the higher realms. There's an automatic adjustment that comes in. And I have this contention that the voice that comes through Terry is the same part of the same energy that joined us when we created a group energy that came down through that group energy back through our roof and into our bodies, and that they say they're the same source. They say that's them. And this is one of those things where you have to keep watching and paying attention to see the consistency of it. So you make your own resonance with it. So I just say what they say. So we have this little invocation, which is really a shorthand version of that whole meditation that I just did. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, coming in through the top of our heads and through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I turn it over to our sources as they address us through Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an, and we connect. We are available to each and every person who is paying attention back and wishes us to connect with them. To the degree that they wish it, then we are available to them, as we are a free will agency, and we do not take over a person's free will, because a person's free will is paramount. The way they run, the way they control their life, their mastership of their own identity is paramount. And we are brothers and sisters in a universe that is consisting of different layers, different densities, different timelines, different identities that are all working together. And we are shedding our love light to each and every person. We pause for a minute as we are fully coming into manifestation in the third density. And we are seeing, as we do this, the flooding in some of the areas of Louisiana, and the individuals that are working so hard in their work outfits to bring any flooding under control and to reestablish normalcy. And the people further north that are dealing with this also. We take a moment, and then we look also at where the typhoon has passed in the Orient, and we send love, light, and encouragement and support to those people. We look also in on Fukushima, and we send support to all of the workers in the plant who are planning how to take the rods from Building 4 and to make them secure. And we place connection with those people and ideas everywhere that have been formulated that can help this process go faster. We send love light to Rebecca, who lost her cat, and we send love light to Lisa's dear friend, Richard Valdez. We send love light to Lisa for healing and further healing from her knee surgery. We thank each and every person that has put something in the light. We send love light to Francis for further healing of her body. And we thank her for her consistency in coming in to the calls and connecting, and also to Jackie. We thank Michael for his placing in the light of discernment. And discernment is very important as it sets our course. It fuels our intuition. It provides us with direction, insight, and it helps to set our course that we can bring in guidance and we can provide guidance, which brings us to the teachers and the education that are being put into effect in all of the schools as people, as children return to school, as teenagers, as college students return to school to continue their studies. We send love, light, and support to all of those. We thank Wynn for the work that he's done, and we thank Terry, and we thank Daphne, and we send love, light, to Joanne for her healing, and everyone on this call who has anyone they wish healed, or anyone they are sending good thoughts to and are placing the intention in the sphere of the consensus reality that certain people be supported, and also support to each and every person who is on the call and is placing their own intentions, their own concerns, their own issues into the love light. And we honor those, and we bring support as it is for the highest good of each thing everyone has put in the light. We thank Isis for her wrapping of love light around each of us. And each person on the planet, whether they are aware of it or not, each one has their own struggles. We see many people are working to support their family, and they're working to educate their own family and others, and to provide support so the children can grow up strong and viable members of society. To the people that have lost their houses in the fires in Colorado, in Washington, Idaho, California, even those that have lost their houses to fires in earlier times and are still working to get back to even, we send support for them in a burst of Shakti, that they can use that energy to supply them more gold power to help them to further their goals, their own growth. We thank all the volunteers that are helping us, each and every one of them. And we thank people that have put in the light. Jean, who puts in the light, the animal causes. Lisa, who put in the light, the causes for the elimination of animal abuse. And we send support to those animals that are under this direction that they are getting experimented on, and we realize the difficulty those animals are experiencing. They look with their sad eyes for some kind of help, some kind of support, and the people around them are not, it is true, are not always aware of how much they suffer. And we send love light to those animals. This moment is so important, and we are so appreciative of each and every one of you. And we're appreciative of the connection and the work that is being done here. We are with you, we leave, but we do not leave. we turn the program back over to Winfrey.
You know, on our Sunday call, it's basically a call dedicated to group energy and group intentions at the highest level. And when Terry does a on the Sunday calls, oftentimes they're fairly simplistic, and sometimes they're not. It varies. And some of you are really anxious to have greater understandings of things from our sources. And I just wanted to clue you in that usually on our Monday and Wednesday call, we bring through those kinds of understandings. And on our Monday call, I usually, it's not always this way, but usually or often I pick a topic and we ask them questions on that topic. And both Terry and Daphne are participating. And we've asked some of the deepest questions you can imagine. If you read my book, you can see the depth of some of the ways that they can answer things. And that was all through Terry and Daphne. And on our Wednesday call, we take questions that people submit, and we ask those questions. And that, you know, coming to the three calls every week is like a full, how can I say it? It's the beginning of a full-blown new education to a new understanding of how things work, of how the other realms work, how to integrate with them, how we got to this place where we are, where the negative came from, what's the goal of spiritual evolution on this planet. All those understandings have been gone into in great detail in our work. And if you're provoked, you don't have to wait for those calls, because we have an archive section on our website. And if you go to thespiritchannel.net, thespiritchannel.net, and spell out the word the, you'll go to hundreds of archives with audios, transcripts, and they all have titles, so you can kind of look through, see what you're interested in. And you can tap into some of the amazing profoundness of what comes through Terry and Daphne. And if you come to one call and expect to be blown away, you're asking too much. Everyone who discovers us has come from lifetimes. I almost say everyone, but most of you who discover us come from lifetimes of being oppressed in this realm. And we're saying things that I've never heard anyone else say before. I've never heard anyone present before. And it's like your unconscious, your subconscious mind has to spend enough time with it to either integrate it or say it doesn't work for me. But it's, for most people, it's not a one-shot deal. So, and the other thing is we're learning how to do this. I mean, what we're doing here has not been done before, to my knowledge, at least not in this time period. It's different. And quite frankly, I don't know how to do it. I'm learning as I go. And those of you that have paid attention to me for the last few years know that. They know that I call it an experiment. It's an experiment of integrating the love light energy of the higher realms into the earth plane. And believe it or not, some of you say, what's my service? What am I supposed to be doing? That is, in my opinion, one of the highest things you can do. Everything else falls around that. For example, somebody could say, when is an author? Well, I'm not an author. I've expressed myself as an author. when is a songwriter? I'm not a song. Those are all hats that you wear, the way people think of you. I'm a guy that holds space of connection to the higher realms. And whether I'm a radio broadcaster, whether I'm an author, whether I'm writing articles, it's all an outgrowth of holding space. You can be a garbage man and make a bigger contribution to the world than a massage therapist. You could be going up and down the blocks, picking up the garbage, holding space for the higher dimensions, lifting the vibration of everywhere you go, and changing people's lives, except you don't get any credit. And so what? You don't need credit. If you get hooked on credit, it screws you up. It pulls you into a lower, whole lower realm of wanting to be famous, being self-aggrandizing, having everybody love you. And if you're seeking credit, and even if you're seeking identity, it can work against you. Every one of you who's listening to my words right now has the opportunity, starting right after this call, to start reorienting what you think about yourself and what your mission is and who you are. And go take a walk up and down your block. Call in these energies and say, I want to bless the space I walk through. Go to the local restaurant and bless the restaurant. Call in these energies. Just try it. Do it every day till it becomes second nature. And you know what? People notice when you're doing that, and they gravitate towards you. You don't have to tell them about the shift. You don't have to say it's important to be loving. You are loving. You are love. You are the one infinite creator expressing itself through your little body and doing its job as it walks this planet. And everyone can do that. Even if you feel like you're struggling and you don't have money, start doing that, because that's what creates the synchronicities that starts attracting new possibilities. Desperateness does not attract anything to you. It repels things. So your situation might be desperate, but you're not desperate. You are a divine expression in this realm. And all you have to do is start remembering it and acting as if it's so. Act as if it's so and keep acting. Before you know it, you won't be acting. And that is what we're working with on this line. Those ideas. And they're not even ideas. They're new possibilities for yourself. And once you start doing that, it doesn't matter what happens on the planet anymore. It doesn't matter what the negative is doing, because you don't need anyone else's approval or agreement for you to do that. All you have to do is start thinking it, and it happens. We're going to do this planetary healing now. Guess what? We're keeping on time. It's 11:37. Oftentimes we have Daphne say something. We're giving her a rest from yesterday, and we're just making sure we keep to the time. And I know there was something that happened yesterday that those of you who are on our call, many of you told me what a great call it was, but you had a question about clarification. And just be patient, because we're not going to overlook that. And there'll be clarification on it. So what I want you to do is we're going to go back to a visualization again. And previously in the call, we connected ourselves up to each other and to our sources. And right now, I want you to go in your imagination again and think of that energy that's coming through the top of your head. And we have people all over the world listening to us, people on the internet, people in their living rooms, people in Israel, people in Europe, and even on the replays. And what we're going to imagine is these light lines coming from the top of your head, like a big web, big web surrounding our planet. We are tying it together through our energies. It's like each of us is a repeater station. And we are doing our mission right now because we are creating a web of energy. It's above the negative. It's above the lower levels. It's above all those things that we're also worried about. We're connecting, creating a web of energy, and we're going to ask our sources to come in around that web of energy and amplify it. Now, just imagine that by doing this, we are lifting the vibration of the Earth right in this moment. And that doesn't mean we fixed it, but we're taking a moment and we're changing the balance scales of positive and negative just by being here. And let's zero in on particular areas. Let's see us being over the oceans and like a cloud over the ocean coming together on that network we've established, concentrating the network. And just imagine bringing our energies focused over an ocean like the Atlantic Ocean, and that we are like a magnifying glass, a filter, bringing energy from the higher realms into the ocean and into the Pacific and into the Indian and into the Gulf of Mexico. And you realize we could do this all day. We could. And we don't have time. You don't have time. We all have lives. So we're taking a break from our lives to be of planetary service right now. We go to the mountains, to the earth. We focus this light. We can move our light around. We can move this cloud over wherever we want. It goes wherever we think. And everything we're asking for is for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. At some point, a lot of people in different areas, and we will just move our energies over them and drop it down through their bodies to amplify them so they know they can feel it. Imagine you're doing it in your area, and we have a million Elohim souls working through and with you. And imagine how big you are, not from an ego trip, but from a service trip for changing the vibrations of our planet. We're not talking about it. We're doing it. We're not saying we have to love each other. We're doing it. So we worked on earthquakes. We worked on it last week, and we asked for small little earthquakes to release the tension gradually. Let's do that again. Let's take our cloud of white light energy that we started out as a grid coming out of the top of our head. Now the grid is like a moving cloud that we can move. We're going to move it over the Pacific Ocean. And you don't have to believe we're doing it. Just use your imagination just in case. And the Ring of Fire is the landmass surrounding the Pacific Ocean, and it's the most volatile of earthquake areas. We have a cloud over the whole Pacific Ocean, and in the edges of the cloud are all those landmasses. Now, this is like, imagine like in a science fiction movie that on the edges of our cloud, we are sending huge beams of light down through and into the Earth, everywhere a landmass starts at the edge of the Pacific Ocean. And we're going through the Earth, into the Earth, and we're looking for tectonic plates that could make disruptions. And we talk to the Earth and say, help us on this. Help us. Let's make any eruptions away from population areas. Let's make them minor so they can release gradually instead of a big traumatic event. And we send loving energy all through these areas. And let's move our cloud into the center of the United States, above St. Louis, in five states. There's an earthquake zone there called the New Madrid Fault. And let's send our cloud to all those potential eruptions there and do the same thing. We send our energy through the Earth. We send loving energy. We talk to the Earth. And there definitely has to be earthquakes. They've told us that the Earth has to release this energy. So we ask that it be released gradually and away from population centers. And we thank you, Earth. And the Mid-Atlantic Fault, another one off the East Coast, we do the same thing. And now we go anywhere on the entire planet. We're going to take our clouds, surround the planet again. We see the grid work of all our interconnectedness coming from the top of our heads. We just ask that through this grid that we're creating, our sources help us find those places of potential earthquakes. We also ask to find those areas of drought. And that for the highest good, we'd like to ask for rain, gentle rain, where food is being grown and people are dependent on that. Now, let's go to the collective consciousness of humanity. Just as we're coming together and we're creating this interlinking network of energies coming out of the top of our head, there's another interlinking energies at a lower level. and it's coming from the mass consciousness. It's not this high, it's lower, but it exists. And that mass consciousness is changing all the time. People have shown that when there's a world event that impacts people, like the death of Diana or whatever, even earthquakes, that there's ways to measure the impact of the mass consciousness, and they can show it shifts, the measurement shifts when something happens. This energy, this network that we're building is higher than that. So I would like to surround the mass consciousness of humanity with loving energy to protect it from fear. Fear is the biggest tool the negative has to break us down. So we ask that love moves out, but fear doesn't get in. And we have this web of energy. Let's ask it to protect us, molecular restructure chemtrails and HARP radio waves and radioactivity in Fukushima. Let's ask for the highest good that we can help alleviate some of those situations. Let's ask that there can be obstacles, synchronicity, that there's enough positive energy to sabotage in some way some of the agendas of the negative that we know about. David Wilcox says guns aren't going off on battlefields. I don't know if that's true, but he says that. Let's ask for every which way that these things can be sabotaged for the highest good that it be done. All those who would wish to take our free will, which they do. And let's ask that no nuclear weapons be allowed to go off. Nuclear weapons create a ripple effect through many dimensions, and they're very harmful to the Earth, to the people that get caught in them, and I believe in entities in other dimensions, and that is not in the highest good for them to go off, and we'd like to ask that they not be allowed to go off for the highest good. I'd like to ask that all those people who are searching and reaching and scared that are meant to find us, and I shouldn't even use the word meant. I don't like that word. All those people who are seeking that would resonate with what we're doing, find a pathway to find us. And that whether the pathway is because you told somebody about it, as Royal told Abby Bright, saying you have to check this out, whether the pathway is because I'm on George Norrie or some other TV show, a radio show, or I write another book, whether the pathway is because you write an article and talk about this. But I'll tip you off, is if you're going to tell someone else about it, just tell them to go to my website and tell them it's incredible or whatever you want to say, but don't overly try to explain it to them, because they'll think you're a nutcase. And let them think I'm a nutcase, but at least look at the website, and I'll take the hit. That way, if they don't like it, you still preserved your friendship. It's one of the whole keys that I've learned from these group souls, that it's about making people curious. It's through curiosity that people reach. It's not through telling them what their truth is. like if you just say to somebody or anybody, man, I found something really interesting. Here's the link to the website. That goes much further than saying, oh, my God, Edgar Cayce's back in the world. I mean, that works if somebody's an Edgar Cayce fan. But just the slightest bit of curiosity. And through curiosity, someone looks. And then either they'll pursue it further or they won't. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be attached. You don't have to have long conversations trying to defend it. You don't have to do anything. Just say, listen, take a look. If it doesn't resonate, fine. And then never bring it up again. Worst thing is don't get into an argument about it. And you know what? If the person's ready, they will feel the energy and they will gravitate towards it. And they'll go on their own process of discovery. And we know there's so many people that would like to find us. I know from the responses every time I do a talk on the radio, as hard as it might be to get through the door, maybe some of you know people on the radio or different stations that could help this. If you believe that what we're doing is important, please let me know. Some of you may have sent an email already, and I'm still going through all the emails from our last Coast thing, last time we were on. Now, today, I'm not going to continue. Bob Brewer is not able to do a cheer-up committee, and I am not going to leave the lines open. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's been a problem. And the problem is, just if you don't, if you're new and you don't understand, we've left the lines open. And my idea was people would get to meet each other, talk to each other. But what's been happening is certain people want to take over the line. And it's like, I don't know who they are, and I don't know if I can stand behind them. And we are creating a very vulnerable, open space right now amongst all of those present. And I feel a great deal of responsibility for you and for your being open. And many of you feel a great deal of trust for what I'm doing. We've broken through so many barriers. And when I open up the line, the energy is getting destroyed. This is what happened in the last few weeks. So I don't want to risk doing that for the moment. I would suggest that when the call ends, come back into your body, but keep the idea that you are a representative of the higher realms in this realm. And go out and be somewhere quietly. Don't talk to anybody. Do it quietly. And try the experiment of blessing that particular area, the park, the city hall, the McDonald's, doesn't matter. Realize wherever you go, you're carrying the energy. And if you're one of those people that is needing healing, hold the space and ask for the healing. Just make pretend that they're paying attention to you. And get into a habit of it. And realize that you can't not be of service once you connect with what I'm talking about. You can't not be. Everything you do is of service to this planet, even if you're driving a garbage truck. So learn how to be humble, and it's a quiet ministry. And it's okay if you have a loud ministry.
Oh,
if you're one of those people that does, that's in front of people. It's okay, but for most people, it has to start out as a quiet ministry. Think of yourself that way and see if you can make it work. And email me. I'd love to get the emails about how that works for you. It's 11:57. This is our first historic call on BBS Radio, broadcast worldwide. Our Wednesday call will be on BBS Radio. If it's not on Station 2, you better check out Station 1. I thank Don. I thank Doug. I thank our patron. I thank our sources. And I thank all of you. And I'll open the lines just so we can hear you say goodbye. And let me see. How do I do that? I go here. All right. All our lines are open.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful call. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you. God bless.